A 44-year-old Milwaukee man is out of prison for the first time in 27 years after Milwaukee County Judge Jeffrey Wagner last week tossed a double murder conviction against Manuel Cuta. 25 years ago, Wagner presided over the trial at which a jury found Cuta guilty of killing two Southside men. Christopher Lau of the Wisconsin Innocent Project helped represent Cuta in the recent legal reversal. Lau told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach what happened, beginning with the history of the case.
In November 27th, 1995, two men were found shot dead in an alleyway in the south side of Milwaukee. The police couldn't solve the crime for close to 3.5 years, even though they arrested two people and charged one of them. And then in 1999, the DA's office and the FBI focused on then 17-year-old Manuel Cuta, who was a member of Latin King's gang. What we think very likely happened is the FBI and the DA's office were trying to dismantle the Latin King's gang. They charged both federally and in state court close to 50 Latin King gang members. And I think this crime was just an unsolved crime that they could pin on people to leverage their cooperation, both in this case and a number of other cases. So the only evidence that came out at trial against Manuel was the incentivized testimony from a number of Latin King gang members. And the least culpable, least dangerous, least savvy teenager got two life sentences. And I will also note, we don't believe that Manuel got effective assistance from his appointed trial counsel.
Mr. Cuta, according to the state records, appealed parts of his case for a while, but when and how did the Innocence Project get involved and why?
Yeah, he wrote to us back in 2015. It seemed clear from the outset there were real questions with the way this case was investigated, tried, and sentenced.
What do you think was the most compelling or significant bit of evidence that turned things around for Mr. Cuta?
So one really remarkable thing in this case is not only does the DA's office have some questions about this case, a number of the siblings of one of the victims in this case, three of the siblings actually, have since come forth, and they don't believe that Mr. Cuta committed this crime, and they were incredibly supportive of this process. And so three of them actually testified at the hearing and told the court that they want to see Mr. Cuta released.
So Judge Wagner, still on the bench, he was the one that, as they say, vacated the earlier convictions. And again, what does that mean? And Mr. Cuta still pled no contest to a second degree charge. Is that right?
That is right. So in vacating the original conviction and sentence, Judge Wagner basically said that they legally do not exist. And instead, the state added two lesser charges, to which Manuel entered a no contest plea. So he's not saying he's guilty, though he does understand there is evidence to sustain a conviction against him. But by pleading no contest, he's not saying he did it. And I think it does allow us to keep pursuing his full innocence, which we intend to do.
He's not going back to prison.
Correct. He spent in total, from the initial time he was arrested in this case, he spent 27 years incarcerated.
How is he doing otherwise? What is his status as holidays approach?
What's been so nice about Manuel's situation is he has an incredibly supportive family. So close to 20, I think maybe even 25, 30 people came to each day of the hearing. And I was lucky enough, and our students were lucky enough to go with the family to have a dinner with him. You know, his first meal outside of prison, first time since he was, I think, 16 years old.
Christopher Lau is an associate professor and co-director of the Wisconsin Innocent Project. It's a legal clinic at the UW Law School. Lau says that over the last quarter century, the project has helped free more than 30 people wrongly convicted of crimes. Lau spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.